only Alta Holland knows. Prologue. The Dark Sea. The storm is getting worse. Lightning slashes across an angry black sky, soon followed by the crash of thunder. Waves pound against the ship's hull as I grip the wooden rail with white knuckles. Fierce gusts of wind tug my hair free from its braid, and damp brown strands whip at my face. I don't dare let go to brush them away. Instead, I keep my eyes on the sea, looking for her. In some ways, I've spent my entire life looking for her. And tonight, my journey may finally come to an end. Unfinished. Unfound. Alta Holland, please, I need you. Perhaps she never existed at all. Perhaps she was simply a myth. A silly song to lull children to sleep, to make them feel safe and secure in a world that's anything but. Perhaps I was a fool to think we could simply go and seek her out. Learn the mother's secrets. I do know something about a mother's secrets. Another wave sweeps in, bashing against the ship's hull, sending a spray of icy seawater splashing at my face. I stumble backward, momentarily blinded by the salt stinging my eyes. A strong pair of hands clamps down on my hips. A solid chest at my back keeps me upright. I turn, already knowing whom I'll find standing tall behind me. The man who has been with me almost my entire life. The man who has made me laugh and cry more than anyone else in the world. My husband, the father of my daughters, my enemy, my friend, my love, Agnar, king of Arendelle. "Come, Iduna," he says, pulling me around to face him. He reaches out, clasping my hands in his. They are as warm and strong as mine are cold and trembling. I look up, taking in the sharp line of his jaw, the fierceness in his leaf-green eyes. If he's frightened, he's not showing it. "We need to go below deck," he says, shouting to be heard over the furious wind. "Captain's orders. It's not safe up here. One rogue wave could knock you overboard." I feel a sob rise to my throat. I want to lash out, protest the orders. "I'm fine. I can take care of myself. I'm not some silly girl frightened by the elements. But what I really want to say is, I can't leave. I haven't found her yet. If I go below, I may never find her. And if I don't, Elsa, my sweet Elsa, my dear Anna." Agnar gives me a pointed look. I sigh, untangling my hands from his, and begin stumbling toward the stairs that lead to our cabin below, on legs unaccustomed to rough seas. I'm almost there, when the ship suddenly pitches hard to the left, and I lose my footing, grabbing onto the railing to save myself. I can feel a few of the crew watching me with concern, but I push forward, keeping my head held high. I am a queen, after all. There are certain expectations. Once below, I push open our cabin door and move inside, letting it bang shut behind me. The captain has given us his cabin for the journey, which I insisted wasn't necessary, but I was overruled. "It's the only cabin suited for a fine lady," he protested, because that's how he sees me. That's how they all see me now. A fine lady. A perfectly poised Arendellian queen. But now, at last, Agnar knows the truth. I ease myself down on the bed, reaching to grab my knitting needles and my half-finished project. An inappropriate task under the circumstances, but perhaps the only thing that